Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update from the morning after.
Chrissy Bones, yeah, Joe can explain this to us all. Not that you guys need it, but maybe Michelle and I could get some help here. The college football playoff, its first major shakeup in a month. Georgia moves into the number four slot vacated by Michigan. Ohio State jumped up to six with their beatdown of the Wolverines. Georgia lost to Alabama this weekend. Guys, could, if Oklahoma beats Texas, put the Sooners in at the four? If Georgia can beat Alabama, Alabama would still be the four, probably.
And Georgia would get in. And then Oklahoma and Ohio State would be out.
And Notre Dame's in automatically.
Basically, Clemson and Notre Dame are in. Alabama's in. There's not a whole hell of a lot of drama here, to be honest.
Unless Pitt shocks Clemson.
That's not going to happen.
That's not.
27 and a half point underdogs.
In a championship game.
I'm just throwing it out there. NFL news, big news. On Tuesday, the 49ers claimed troubled linebacker Reuben Foster off waivers. Foster had been added to the NFL's commissioner exempt list. He can't deal with any team activities at the moment while the league investigates further allegations of domestic violence against him, same woman as in the spring. Redskins SVP Doug Williams said in a statement, "Let me be clear, nothing is promised to Reuben." Meanwhile, the only NFL team that actually made inquiries to the Tampa Police Department following Foster's arrest were the Philadelphia Eagles.
They're the only smart ones.
I guess they was going to kick the tires. I don't know how smart that is. I guess they were going to kick the tires on the serial woman beater also.
I don't understand, like you stated, there's no positive impact that he brings to the table for a football team, but it's like they're addicted to just having scumbags on teams.
And it's not like Khalil Mack was available and, well, let's just put a claim in and see if he gets away with it. He's not that good.
And the thing is, he won't even play. He's going to get suspended anyways, yeah, which is just stupid.
In the NBA last night, Gabe's Toronto Raptors go to 18-4, an NBA best record at the moment. Raptors 122, Grizzlies 114. Toronto moves the best record now with their third six-game win streak of the year. Lowry,
none of it matters though until they got to do it in the playoffs. Like the Raptors have become sort of the Washington Nationals and these other teams that need to do it in the playoffs.
They need to get to the NBA Finals,
and they need to do it tomorrow night. A huge game tomorrow night. Warriors at the Raptors, 8 p.m. Eastern on TNT. Steph Curry possibly returning tomorrow night. Steph has missed the last 10 games with a left groin strain. The Dubs are 5-5 in the lineup. Without him in the lineup.
It hurts not having. You can manage without Steph. You can manage without Draymond. You can manage without KD. You can't manage without Draymond and Steph. It's too much. It's too much.
It is. And Steph Curry.
And then it shows how depleted your bench is.
Curry's gotten better at being a point guard, too, recently. You know, before he was just sort of a shooter. Now, you know, the ball does facilitate through him a bit more than it did in the past. And one thing for all you Warrior haters out there that think they're done. Look, man, we're moving in on December right now, and don't look now, but Boogie Cousins is expected back right around Christmas.
He's also a calming influence on that team because KD's got the thin skin and Draymond is a goon.
So it might work, but yeah, and you're right. Curry is that calming influence. The thing about it is we can't see no more Kevin Looney. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do no more Kevin Looney because that dude's not ready for big-time basketball. So you got
this is a product, though. We talk about it, of them being maxed out, right? So they have to get a bunch of guys that are playing for league minimums.
You can't do David West. You couldn't get JaVale McGee back. You know what I'm saying? Iguodala getting older. So the bench is a serious problem right now.
They're still the team to beat in the NBA, though.
Yep.
In the UFC, for some reason, UFC legends Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz were allowed to fight Saturday night in a fight in California promoted by Oscar De La Hoya. UFC president Dana White went off about it, saying, "I heard last week the cokehead Oscar De La Weirdo is talking S that I don't have any place to tell guys when to retire. First of all, it's called friendship, you effing cokehead." Dana went on to say Chuck Liddell's almost 50 years old, and the fact that California let that fight happen is disgusting.
If Dana was such his great friend, why did Dana fire Chuck Liddell a couple of years ago?
Dana White is.
I thought he gave him a patronage job just to stand around and then so he could make a check, but he didn't want him to fight because he cared enough about him to not get his brains kicked.
No, he didn't let him fight anymore because he couldn't fight anymore. I mean, Dana White pretending that he's some sort of humanitarian and cares about people is comical. It's like, dude, and like you, Like, really? Like, why would you bring up the fact that he's done cocaine?
And if you guys could put up the Oscar De La Hoya photo real quick, he added that Dana did that former boxing champ De La Hoya, quote, snorts about 12 pounds of cocaine in the morning and shows up where they want him to show up. hopefully not dressed like that.
Yeah, no, hopefully not dressed like that.
Well, see, De La Hoya, really? Like, I'm not going to say anything, but Dana White wouldn't be a hard guy to come back at with this type of stuff. I'm just going to put it that way.
Clap, like, back on Dana White so crazy.
You know, but like I said, Dana clearly feels threatened for one reason or another by De La Hoya. Otherwise, he wouldn't acknowledge it. Like, yeah, Dana, he doesn't acknowledge Bellator. He doesn't care.
Right. Maybe he didn't think this fight was going to happen. The fact that it did, he's like, uh-oh, I got some competition.
It's a stupid fight, though, so I don't know. And De La Hoya doesn't know what the hell he's doing promoting MMA anyway, so I don't know why Dana's so hell-bent on he's upset about De La Hoya.
And finally, big announcement in New York City yesterday, Major League Baseball announcing that MGM Resorts will be its official gaming partner. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the new multi-year deal by saying that sports gaming can be an important source of fan engagement. Another way of saying people like to bet on games. As part of the deal, MLB will make certain enhanced statistics exclusive to MGM. MGM Resorts already has similar agreements with the NBA and the NHL.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It sounds like something Corey would do.
Yeah, enhanced statistics? Like, really? The leagues keep selling this that they need, you know, leagues need your data. I don't even know what that means.
We've had their data for years.
Yeah, like, really? You don't need your data to know what the damn score is, jackass.
I say all you need is the final score.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the Morning After.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The Morning After.
I'm going to smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
All right, let's roll the Morning After, level 3. Joe Lisi is going to join us in a couple of minutes. We're going to talk some college football. We haven't talked much NFL, but don't worry. We're going to jump into the NFL tomorrow a lot. The Corey's Cowboys take on the New Orleans Saints tomorrow evening. Saints are a 7.5-point favorites in that football game. Now, speaking of football, something that we didn't get to today. You know, number one, Drew Brees was talking about Sports Illustrated covers. Drew Brees actually is on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week, and seems to be kind of a, it's kind of a ridiculously themed story. The narrative is basically that Drew Brees is like the underdog still.
Yeah, Drew Brees
short. He's a short guy with a shoulder injury.
Yeah,
the rejection of the San Diego Chargers. That was 15 years ago.
That was, bro, how long ago was that? What are they trying to sell us?
The
now?
Redemption after Hurricane Katrina. I'm going to tell you guys a story right now, actually, that no one really knows, behind the scenes stuff about Hurricane Katrina. When the New Orleans Saints with Hurricane Katrina, Tom Benson, the owner, gathered the players together at the practice facility and told them that the hurricane was the best thing that could have happened. And he said, now finally good. I can leave New Orleans. If you remember, he was trying to get out. He wanted to move to San
Antonio. Yeah, he didn't want that team to be in New Orleans.
He wanted to move to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Where he viewed a more affluent.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm going to cut to the chase. New Orleans is too black and too poor.
There you go.
All right, I'm just going to cut to the chase here.
That's the truth.
So, in his mind, I don't sell luxury suites.
Yeah.
The Superdome's a dump. Boom, Hurricane Katrina comes.
Now I get an opportunity.
He secretly...
fist pump.
I'm not saying he's happy people died.
Yeah, of course not.
But I'm stating that behind the scenes...
He looked at the devastation as a chance to get out of Louisiana.
He was happy when he saw the stadium was screwed.
Ugh.
He was like, good, get out of here. Now, who's going to stop me from going to San Antonio? The stadium, like... He told the players, buy houses in San Antonio.
It's crazy.
He said, start looking for properties in San Antonio. We will be the San Antonio Saints. The NFL stopped him from leaving. I'm just going to state, I'm not going to name names or anything, but one of the quarterbacks who might be from Texas, actually, wasn't too upset about going to San Antonio, Texas.
He wasn't really all about
and
New Orleans.
One of these guys right now that's sort of credited with staying in there after Hurricane Katrina. The NFL forced them to stay, all right? I know someone that was there on the field when this happened.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy five-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network show just flying by today. Corey will be back at 1 o'clock. Well, he's still here now, but
yeah, I'm not going
with
anywhere.
The Goon Squad.
The Goon Squad, click up. You know what I'm saying? Be back at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Get you ready for the final week of the fantasy football regular season.
And we'll be back at 4 o'clock with some best bets, and we'll take a look at the board and all that other types of stuff with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And, of course, we're going to be in studio this Saturday morning with Joe Lisi, Rich Sermonello, and Marshall Faulk, the Hall of Famer, will be joining us for the month of December. Joe Lisi joins us right now. Joe, always a pleasure. What's going on?
Getting ready for conference championships, guys. Where's the energy? Come on, you guys should be rocking and rolling. It's only about 11 o'clock in New York City. How are you this morning?
Anyway, how much louder can we yell?
What do you want me to do, Joe?
You want me to snort a line of cocaine here off the desk?
I'm doing good, guys. Come on. Gabe, I'm a legend in my own mind. I love that this morning.
Yeah, we had the legendary Robert Townsend on and the legend in his own mind, Joe Lisi. But I know you're Joe. And I always tell Joe, like, Joe comes back and goes, we got a massive game in the ACC. I'm like, dude, it's Wake Forest and Boston College, all right? So Joe gets excited. So now it's championship weekend. It's just, it's like overkill. But and all kidding aside, what did you think of Ohio State being behind Oklahoma right now? And let's just say things play out the way they should. And then Alabama beats Georgia. And let's say Oklahoma, and there's no guarantee Oklahoma's going to win against Texas. Well, they're 8-point favorites. If Oklahoma wins and Ohio State win, Texas are ranked higher than Northwestern are, so I just don't see how Ohio State jump over Oklahoma. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I think as a college football fan, you want to see Oklahoma over Ohio State strictly for the fact of Kyler Murray going up potentially against an Alabama defense or a Clemson defense in that matchup. The inconsistency of Ohio State is my concern. I mean, when you lose by 29 points on the road to a Purdue team that was 6-6 overall, I mean, that's an effort that you really have to take into consideration, coupled with the fact that Urban Meyer really hasn't coached that team up this year.
Wow. When you look at the rest of the things that we got going on right now, and as we come down to championships and the conference finals and getting ready for the playoff, do you think in the first round of the playoffs, whether it's Clemson or more likely to be Clemson, do you think Notre Dame is a fitting opponent for Clemson as the way it stands right now?
That's interesting, Corey, because, I mean, every week Notre Dame, we say they have the potential to lose and they step up and they find ways to win football games. Ian Book's played very well, but they're running the football as well with Dexter Williams and, more importantly, shutting down the run with guys like Jerry Tillery on the front seven. As long as they can do that and slow down ball games the way they did against USC and got a methodical win, they could be in each and every ball game. I mean, you can't say they can't be there, but I mean, when you look at the top two teams, Alabama and Clemson, and throw in teams like Georgia and Oklahoma as well, I think they're a step above where Notre Dame is. But on any given Saturday, anything could happen.
I'm actually surprised that Alabama's only 13-point favorites against Georgia. I think the number's a little low. I brought it up earlier, Joe. They're trying to join Yale in 1888. That's right, 1888. Wow. To win every game by 20 or more points. You know, Yale did 12 in a row, actually, and they lost. They won their last game by 10 only. So you're laying 13 here, but we'll have time to break that one down on Saturday. So let's take a look at the games that we won't talk about before we're on the air Saturday morning, Joe. And then you got the MAC Championship. And I don't really understand this. Why would the MAC Championship go head-to-head with the Pac-12 Championship? Hmm. Like, why not play the game? I guess it's ESPN pays for the rights, and they're like, listen, Fox has the Pac-12, so we want something on to go head-to-head with it. But it just seems it sucks for a conference like the MAC that, you know, you could play it earlier in the day, or even play it at 4 o'clock or whatnot. So you got Northern Illinois and Buffalo. I tell you, Joe, I think Northern Illinois sort of did themselves a little bit disservice. You notice they took the pedal off the metal the last couple of weeks. They lost to Miami of Ohio. They lost to Western Michigan. You can tell me, but isn't the kid that got kicked out for targeting last week like their second leading tackler type thing? The linebacker?
Yeah, he's out.
He's out for the first half of this game now. Yep. What do you make of this game with the Bulls being 3.5-point favorites in a MAC championship?
Yeah, I mean, this is intriguing. I like Northern still here. From a series perspective, since 1999, they've won 10 straight over Buffalo by 25.9 points per game. They're a one-dimensional offense with Childers. They're going to want to run the football against Buffalo's front seven, but I still give the edge to Scott Smith and that defensive front seven, minus the loss to their linebacker last week. It doesn't matter, in my opinion. They're holding opposing offenses to 107 rushing yards per game. I think they get into a low-scoring game with Buffalo, and somehow, some way, I think they strike the upset. You look over the last couple of years, underdogs have covered in the MAC championship, so I'm taking Northern on the money line. I'm taking them with the 3.5 points in this ballgame.
Yeah, the MAC championship game has been an underdog late in game over the years. All right, Pac-12 championship game. We got the Utah Utes. Disappointing year for the Pac-12 that their championship game is between two 9-win teams, two 9-3 teams. Wazoo was unable to get it done. And did you see Coach Lake on Washington talked about Mike Leach and the Washington State offense? And he stated basically that they've run the same plays for 5 years. He said, it was pretty, I was like, wow, this is some real shade he's throwing at Leach. He basically stated it's easy to beat Washington State because they've been running the same plays for 5 years over and over. And this is the defensive coordinator of the Huskies. And he goes, I don't know why they don't change their plays, but he goes, they didn't do anything different than they did last year or the year before. And then they asked, they said, well, what do you think? And he goes, I hope that Mike Leach doesn't leave there. That's what I think. And I was like, that's some real, yeah. He goes, I hope that the rumors aren't true that he stays. But nevertheless, so now you get the Huskies laying 5 points against Utah. What do you make of this game, Joe? It's kind of a tough one. Like, it's sort of a letdown for Washington after beating Wazoo last week. I don't know. Utah might be in this one. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, I know a lot of people like to be underdog in Utah. I don't like them. I mean, people are saying it's a short line. I thought it was a long line last week with Utah weighing 13.5 to BYU, and the last five games were decided by 4.8 points per game. But I'll just go to this. Washington's strength of their defense is in the secondary. They're giving up 180 per game, and they can play man-to-man coverage. You have a freshman quarterback in Jason Shelley going up against that defensive secondary. That's the matchup. I can't take Utah in that ballgame. Even though statistically they match up with the Huskies, I like Jake Browning. They've been there before. Chris Peterson. I think they dominate this matchup anywhere from 13 to 17 points against the Utes. I just think they're overmatched in that ballgame.
Hey, Joe, how much, I don't want to say trouble, but UCF without the starter, I feel like as if they still they're still going to have some action.
And you know it's serious, Corey and Joe, actually. On a more serious note, when you see that they got blood flowing again.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. That 5 days later, you read they got the blood flowing again. That was a real nasty injury this kid had, man.
It really was. And it's very
unfortunate. I hope he's all right. Like, yeah, my prayers with him.
Yeah, no doubt. It's kind of reminds you of the Zach Miller situation from last year. It's a very good article on the Zach Miller in the Players Tribune. Son almost lost his leg. It was wild.
It is too bad, though. You're right, Corey and Joe, that this team is undefeated.
Exactly.
And they lose their QB going into this. But what's your take on that, Joe, moving forward? Yeah. Can they win without him? Word is they might play Michigan, actually, in a Cotton Bowl now, too.
I know. That would be interesting, wouldn't it, Gabe? I mean, unbelievable. I mean, I think they can. I just go with who's the better quarterback and who's the better offense heading into this matchup. I think it goes down to Memphis and Brady White with guys like Henderson at the running back position. And the front seven impressed me against Houston in terms of run support. They only lost by a point. I can't take UCF in this ball game.
Wow, you're saying Memphis are going to knock them off. UCF won't even get through this.
I don't think they do. But that's my opinion. I mean, again, I go with the better quarterback. I know they're the hotter team in UCF, but I just can't take them with a backup quarterback going up against an offense that has moved the football on their defense in that game earlier in the regular season.
All right, we only got about 15 seconds here. Lisa, of course, tuned in earlier. She's a big Sooner fan. We're going to break this game down. And, you know, our boys know you're a Georgia guy. They're expecting a double-digit upset prediction from you in that SEC championship game.
Well, 35-30, Alabama wins, but Georgia covers.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
Right, well, tune in Saturday morning. Joe Lisi, Rich Sermonella, myself, and the legend Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk.
Game time decisions.
Now, I got into it this morning, and I see that boy Drew on Twitter's actually telling me I'm dead wrong about Baker Mayfield. I think the kid should shut up. Level of arrogance for his level of accomplishments don't really equal.
Baker Mayfield was a mouthpiece in Oklahoma, though, Dave. You knew that. Always been that way. That's why a lot of teams shy away from
him. That's who he is. It's like, dude, you've been in the league for 6 weeks throwing shade. Why? He's not the coach anymore?
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is New Jersey's local, trusted sportsbook featuring a Vegas-style betting menu of parlays, props, and much more. Watch every game on their new 75-foot HD video wall. Already a trusted name in entertainment, Monmouth Park is now your best bet for wagering on all the big games. So get in on the action. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Lumber Liquidators is celebrating the opening of our 400th store, so we're putting over 400 floors on sale. That means huge savings for you. Get pre-finished hardwood and bamboo up to 36% off, including new styles like Mediterranean maple and bestsellers like Silverstone bamboo. Take 25% off all Dream Home laminate and 10 to 15% off our best waterproof floors. More from just 49 cents, plus special financing and professional installation. Hurry, get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farms Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Ah, Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round. We never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. In this league.
The offense has to get more creative in Jacksonville, or like everyone's getting fired. Yeah, it's so bad there. I can't believe they lost to Pittsburgh. You can go back and watch. Blake Bortles is walking off the field after third down before the play is over. He's walking towards the sideline. He knows it's not going to get the first down because the play call was so bad.
How embarrassing is that?
It's embarrassing, and they were winning at that point.
Saturdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabe Morency. Yesterday we got into it. I just heard a promo, actually, during the break here on the radio side of things. Me and Cam Stewart. You can hear me and Cam 4 o'clock, 4 to 7 daily, weekdays. We were talking about Baker Mayfield, and it's amazing just how polarizing Baker Mayfield is. He's almost like Conor McGregor, Michelle, in a sense, that you just say Baker Mayfield's name and people either get angry or they defend him and they like him. And your boy Stephen A. Smith yesterday, Corey, and Will Cain. I remember Will Cain used to be a political analyst, actually. Usually the other way around. Yeah. A lot of guys will be in sports analysts and they'll try to get bigger and more mainstream and go into news analyst world.
No, Cain did it the other way.
He would be the other way.
See, well, they always said, see, the problem is people say that ESPN was so liberal. So they had to bring Cain in.
Will Cain's a well-known conservative pundit.
Will Cain, well-known conservative liar, hater, Will Cain.
Are you anti-Will Cain?
Like, I'm not the biggest supporter of Will Cain's takes. I think he's a fine broadcaster. But
he's good at what he does.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I don't hate Will Cain where I'm like, man, I just want to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
You know, he presents his case. He's one of these guys that he's a good debater. He's a smart guy. So he's just... I don't think he believes or he cares about this sports stuff passionately enough. Like,
exactly.
When I watch Will Cain, I get the feeling, it's like, yeah, you're good, dude, but I know deep down inside you'd rather be on CNN right now arguing about Trump and politics and stuff, right?
So,
but it got real heated about Baker Mayfield with these guys yesterday. Like, it got ugly.
No, and the thing about it is Smith, you know, Stephen A. is on the wrong side of the argument in
this
case.
No, but he was on my side. Like, me, Forbes Magazine called me the Stephen A. Smith of sports betting.
I don't get it, though. Like,
Stephen A. Smith said, son, show some respect to Hugh Jackson.
To Hugh Jackson, show some respect to him.
Yeah.
You did.
No, but there's no respect needed for Baker Mayfield.
Why was Baker Mayfield not the starting quarterback on this football team?
Because they signed Tyrod Taylor. Baker Mayfield wasn't ready to be the quarterback in week one.
Oh, really? When he got in, he looked ready to me.
Yeah,
he
got in the game. Week six.
And they won that game.
That was later down the road.
And now that he was gone, guess what? They got more wins than losses.
So does that mean Baker Mayfield should be a judge? We've been down the argument before. I was just stating that it's very, very polarizing. Just saying Baker Mayfield's name makes people start to yell and freak out and stuff.
It's the truth.
First of all, you can do it however you want because I'm here at your disposal, Stephen A. I'm here at your invitation.
You must be crazy.
As always.
Please, you just learned in sports. Step back.
Listen, well, that's
Will
true.
Cain said,
Stephen
though,
A goes, was right on that part. He is just learning sports.
Will
step
Cain
back.
Had a good comeback, though. But he basically said, he goes, all four of you are always against me every day.
Yeah.
He went off. He goes, I'm just here to be beat on every day. And he goes, I still beat you every day. I was like, wow, he's coming back hard at him.
I like it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith got all step
but this
back.
This thing that, okay, so where Baker's wrong is that is, first of all, let me start. Bringing up Baker transferring in college, Damian Woody, that was a poor take, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Doug Gottlieb went down that route, too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Baker Mayfield runs around like he was wronged by Texas Tech.
Okay.
He didn't win the job. They didn't offer him a scholarship.
All right.
Was it a dick move? Yes. That happens in college all the time. Scholarships get revoked all the time.
There you go.
Hey, you're a kid. We're going to give you a scholarship to come here. You're not going to play. He decided to split. Get over it.
I agree. I mean? So now you got a situation where Hugh Jackson didn't leave the Cleveland Browns. Hugh Jackson got fired.
Yes.
So Hugh Jackson
and he
has
ran
every...
his mouth a lot on the way out.
Exactly. Yeah. He did the media tour. He went and got him a new job. I got no problem with that. Baker, while you're in the NFL, there's going to be plenty of people that's going to be on your sideline 1 year, on your opponent's sideline the next year. You got to understand that. But as far as him not wanting to hug and dap up Hugh Jackson, it's clear nobody in that player's coach, Hugh Jackson, they didn't like him.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Gave him a football.
And I'm not going to argue with that. I totally get that.
And they have a
I just think Baker's a jerk besides that.
No, see,
I look
at his
whole body.
They have a right to talk about Hugh Jackson because they weren't winning with Hugh Jackson. Guess what? They're winning now. Baker's playing well. The team is coming together. Hugh Jackson wasn't really about that team. And you know what? It's starting to show right now. Even a jerk like Greg Williams, who nobody hates, can get better results from this team than Hugh Jackson, who was supposed to be a player's coach.
People like Greg Williams. Players like Greg Williams.
When you a bounty. You know what I'm saying?
Guys are going to like a guy like that.
Yeah, well, your defenders will like a guy.
Greg Williams is old school.
I'll give you $500 if you knock Peyton Manning head off.
That whole bounty gate thing was way overblown.
I don't think it was. You heard the videos, right? You heard the tapes.
Yeah, it was overblown.
How was it overblown, Gabe?
You know what? That bounty gate, dude, it was really a cover-up for the fact that the Saints were stealing people's...
Percocet. Okay.
That was worse.
Yeah. They were taking the medicine out the medicine cabinet.
Yeah. No, I'm saying the same, like you, exactly. You know what I'm talking. As a whole, that whole organization was out of control, basically. And, you know, after the Hurricane Katrina stuff, like I said, basically the Saints were warned by the DEA, essentially. Like the Saints had like thousands and thousands and thousands of missing drugs and like pills. And it was no secret that the coaching staff even was in on it. And basically everybody was baked. Everybody was just hopped up that year.
So even
everyone was popping painkillers.
Even all the way up to Sean Payton.
Yeah, including the coach.
Yep.
Basically the coach had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had a problem. I'm not saying anything people didn't know. It's out there. It's not talked about. And I like Sean Payton a lot.
I love Sean Payton.
Sean Payton said I had a problem.
Like, he's going to be the coach of the Cowboys next year.
They just had bowls of the stuff.
Yeah, they just was like.
Guys were just like it was like tic-tac.
Yep.
Bing, let me come up to ease. And
I'm good to go.
They're like, I feel good today. I don't feel as good today. Well, you better take that again. Like, they were all hopped. Then you got Williams all, kill him. I get $1,000.
Yeah,
$1,000. Knock his head off.
Give him a concussion. I want him concussed.
And it's not like the players are like, oh, this is wrong.
Let's go.
They
legit tried to kill Brett Favre.
No, they did. When you look back on it, they went low. They went high. I'm like, no, guys were trying to get the bounty. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. But then what came out, Mickey Loomis was the name, the GM.
Yeah.
They basically found like a bunch of sort of custom, like Seinfeld, when George built his custom desk.
Yeah.
Loomis was like, yeah, can you just put like some little headset down here? And like, basically, the allegation, and it was past an allegation because they found the device, was that when they're up in the box, they could hear everything.
Crazy.
They could hear the coordinators talking to the coaches, and they could hear the coaches talking to the quarterback.
So they were cheating.
They were spying. They tapped into the communication system.
Yes.
And they won.
The great Drew Brees.
They won.
Yes. The great Sean Payton.
I think the league was like, dear God, we got a bunch of drug addicts. They cheated. Like they basically spied on everyone. They got Hurricane Katrina. Like,
Saints are
bounty gate. You guys
Saints
bounty
are a
gate.
Wild organization.
Do you really think they'd suspend a coach, Sean Payton, for a year?
Just over that?
For that bounty gate?
No.
There was clearly a long list of things. And listen, we're not even going to go public with this, but you're getting like, sort of like Jordan, Michael Jordan, going to play baseball.
Yeah.
That was basically, we got a problem, Mike.
Yeah. Your gambling is getting out of control.
And the best thing we can do is just you go away for a year or two.
Yep, your gambling is getting out of control. The situation with your father, we really don't know what happened here. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, there was a dead bookie that turned up.
Uh-huh.
There was a dead bookie that turned up, bro. In the trunk of the dead bookie's car, he had a briefcase.
Uh-huh.
There was like $1 million in uncashed checks for Michael Jordan.
Crazy, son.
You know what I'm like? There was, you know,
it's a lot going
on. Bodies were turning up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was like, you know what I mean? It was like an ex-Pete Rose thing. Frank Robinson, who was the manager of the Expos, good friends with Al Davis. And Frank Robinson, first black manager. Hall of, he knows everything about everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He told me point blank. He said that. He was like, you know, Jordan, and this is a long time ago when I was there, so it's sort of more recent. He said, you know, Jordan played baseball because they told him that that was the punishment.
Yeah.
It was either
we're going to expose.
We can't do this. We don't want this. Like, especially after Pete Rose and everything.
Yep.
It was like self-suspension.
Yep, we
self-suspension. Go play baseball. Go do whatever you got to do.
We're not going to ruin your image. I would love for there to be a documented.
This is allegedly, because I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, no doubt, allegedly. It needs to be a 30 for 30 on Michael Jordan and how much of a scumbag he really is.
Nobody ever dug into the, like, it's funny, like, Pete Rose is bad. Nobody ever dug in
because Michael Jordan is the GOAT and sell the sneakers. And Michael Jordan is a scumbag. One of the worst human beings in sports ever.
My deal with Jordan, what I lost respect for, and I like Jordan, but what I lost track for him is, on Christmas Day once, he closed his eyes and he bricked a free throw.
Yeah.
At the end of the game. The spread happened to be the 1 point. Okay? After the game, he was asked about it.
Yeah.
He said, someone, did you know Michael's spread? He said, people shouldn't bet on sports anyways. And I'm thinking to myself, you're a bigger degenerate than I am. Like, Michael Jordan would bet on two cockroaches. You know what I'm saying? Like, guy is a degenerate gambler.
Michael Jordan.
And he's telling us, you shouldn't bet on us. I was like, what a prick.
This is,
like,
the dude. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. Son leaves Madison Square Garden and goes to Atlantic City.
It's three hours away.
3 hours away.
He was there until 5 a.m. I remember the picture. It was 5 a.m. I remember Phil Jackson said he can do what he wants. He's Michael Jordan.
It's crazy. It's wild.
Yeah, Phil. I remember Phil Jackson said, what do you want to do?
He acts like he's the moral police too, Phil Jackson. Yeah, it's another one. Another clown.
Phil's up there with Buss's wife and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come on, man.
All right,
man, the true story of the Chicago Bulls.
Anyways, tensions are high. Start on Baker Mayfield. But, Michelle, tensions are so high, someone got shot at Thanksgiving.
Yes. So a family, so a North Carolina man grabbed a shotgun and fired at his son during a heated Thanksgiving Day argument about kneeling.
About the kneeling, Corey.
In the NFL.
You're eating Thanksgiving dinner with your family. You're watching football. One guy says, I support the kneelers.
Other guy doesn't. And all of a sudden, boom.
Father gets involved. Next thing you know, one of the sons gets shot.
Let's circle back on this after the break.
Yeah. Motions. It's amazing. Like, you just say the word Kaepernick, right? What? Let me get the gun. You know, that's what it's come to. It's like, where's the gun?
Where's my pistol at?
Yeah.
But how do you know it was him that had the gun?
It was the father that had the gun. I think the father tried to chill everyone out and accidentally shot
him. Well, that's
what
happened.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Game time decisions live at 4 o'clock today with me and the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. We're going to jump into a full slate of basketball. Corey Parson and company. Get you ready. Fantasy football, Sussman, and the Stample in the house. Follow us at noon.
Yeah, the BFF.
So police in North Carolina say a man shot and wounded his son on Thanksgiving after a heated fight about NFL athletes kneeling during national anthems. They say 21-year-old Esteban Valencia and his brother started arguing during dinner about athletes' protest and racial injustices. News outlets reported the 51-year-old father, Jorge Luis Valencia, told officers that his 21-year-old son just began physically attacking his other son.
Yeah.
Really?
So that it wasn't the sons who were arguing over it that shot. It was the dad who was trying to calm them that shot them.
Yeah.
By
so
accident?
The dad.
No, he did it on purpose because he was trying to like.
Oh, no, so they're at the table.
Which son got shot, though?
Well, let me finish the story.
All right, okay, go ahead, because I'm quite sure I know which one got shot.
I'm trying to set the stage here.
Go ahead,
they're
my
at
bad.
The dinner table.
I'll stand in the corner. Mm-hmm.
They start arguing. Thank you. Is this some sort of self-punishment?
Yes.
Corey, are you like urinating against our wall? Is that what's going on? Corey's like, I don't care anymore, man.
Hurry up, Gabe.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. All right, so basically they start arguing at the table. One kid's like saying, hey, they shouldn't, you know, whatever. The other kid's saying America's racist. And,
yeah,
you know, going back and forth. Yeah. Father tells them both to shut up. 21-year-old kid, Esteban, was the one who started throwing punches. So the 21-year-old attacked the other brother at the table. The father went and got a shotgun for some reason or another instead of just separating them.
Yeah, exactly.
So the 21-year-old kid then threw furniture at the father who was holding a shotgun.
Yeah, you see? See?
The kid started throwing furniture and hit him in the face with a water bottle. And this kid went off.
Yeah, this kid snapped.
So the kid hit the father in the face with furniture and then threw a water bottle and hit the father in the face. The father said that he accidentally squeezed the trigger.
Yeah, it might not have been by accident. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
who gets a shotgun out? Like, Michelle, your family's very nice. I met your mother.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's been some point where there was a disagreement at a holiday function.
Yes. Like, no one bought a shotgun.
Did anyone say, I better go get the gun?
No.
If you're the father, why don't you just get up, hey, and grab them and say, calm down.
Everybody. Yeah, exactly.
Like, why is he like, all right, I'm going to get the shotgun? It's like your own kids. And like, he's like, oh, I'm sorry I shot my own son. Why is your finger on the trigger?
Exactly. Like why'd you get the hammer in the first place? Why'd you get the pistol? And take your belt off. Grab a shoe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The damn gun?
So clearly he got pissed off. You just imagine. So the son's probably throwing couches and chairs around the room. Then says, F you, dad. Probably hits him in the face, throws a water bottle.
Pow!
Hits the dad in the face.
He couldn't take
That's when the instinct came in.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to shoot this son of a gun.
I'm shooting my kid.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry,
he didn't kill the kid.
He didn't kill him, did he?
No, he didn't kill the kid. He shot him in the leg.
He might have hit him with the bird shot, though.
Yeah, but you know he didn't even know where he was shooting him.
After you get hit with the bird shot, you might want to be dead.
he said he was holding the gun by its pistol grip, and he squeezed the trigger.
Yeah.
The kid was hit in the hand and leg. The father has been charged with aggravated assault.
Yeah, see, they're not going to charge him with murder, manslaughter.
And with assault with a deadly weapon inflicting serious injury. But he's since been released.
Yeah, but this is one of these stories when you're the judge, you're like, all right, guys, listen, this is the stupidest story I've ever heard before. Yeah.
Right, like you guys are going to be fine in like 2 days.
Crazy
Pops
ass stuff.
Might get 60 days.
What else is up, Michelle?
So Mike Francesa went on a rampage yesterday and ripped Odell Beckham apart.
Oh, because Odell Beckham's fault. Because he's in bed with Eli Manning. That's why.
Of course.
Yeah, because they pay Eli Manning to come on the show every week. He loves Eli Manning. Mike Francesa is a thing of the past.
I love how like Shermer sucks. Eli sucks, and somehow it's Odell's fault
every
Monday.
No, exactly.
Let's twist this into Odell.
Exactly.
Because Odell had the audacity to say, you should throw it to me more.
Is so overrated. It is unbelievable.
What?
Probably should have waited to start that until after I stopped talking.
What did he say?
Let's play that again.
And start over. Has it worked? He played in one playoff game, and he stunk. I am so sick of hearing about him. It's ridiculous. Every day. Well, does the coach connect with him? Did the coach explain it right? Is Beckham okay with the game plan? Who the hell cares?
Beckham?
All right, so.
Not your 40-year-old quarterback sitting on half a billion dollars that don't care about playing football no more?
The Giants are a joke. And the fact that Shermer wants to start Tanny now instead of Laletta, all you need to know about that clown organization
right now. Mike Francesa is in bed with the organization. He's in bed
Do we have Francesa's take on Shockey? Do we have this audio? That's actually that's the cooler one.
What do you say about Shockey? Shockey was great for the Giants too? Is this Shockey's fault now? What do you say about Shockey?
Basically, they compared. Somebody called in and said that Odell Beckham runs his mouth too much and bitches he wants the ball, just like Shockey did. Because remember, Shockey used to get in Eli's face a bit, right? And Mike then goes on to say that Jeremy Shockey basically sucked and was a malcontent, and that's why he never got anywhere near a Super Bowl, and the Giants won 2 Super Bowls without him.
That's true. That part is true.
Well, he was on injured reserve in one of them.
But if you remember that year, Gabe, when he broke his leg.
They got better without him.
Eli was better without Shockey.
Yeah, but.
Because Shockey was coming in the huddle like, throw me the football, but I'll punch you in your face.
No, Shockey definitely did.
Yeah, but Odell Beckham doesn't do that.
No, there's not a fair comparison between the two.
Yeah, it's not at all.
Yeah, but we know this. Jeremy Shockey's also the guy that the rookie hates, and they told him to get on the table in the cafeteria and sing.
Yeah.
He punched Carl Banks in the face.
Carl Banks.
Yeah, Carl Banks.
Imagine if Baker Mayfield did that, Michelle.
Right. No, yeah. Jeremy Shockey said, I don't care, F you. And Banks said, yo, son. And Shockey said, yo, and threw at him. I don't sing for you.
Yeah. And Carl Banks is not Hugh Jackson.
And everyone don't mess with Shockey. You know what I mean? Like, my whole point is, though, do we have the audio, Francesca, going off about.
Do. Because it was early in his career. It was early in Eli's career. He couldn't put the hammer down. But what happened is Shockey left and they won 2 Super Bowls. And Shockey never saw anything close to a Super Bowl.
Second and goal. This time they got the catch and the touchdown. Jeremy Shockey has a Super Bowl catch and a score in the Saints.
I don't know. I guess never seeing a Super Bowl and scoring a touchdown in a Super Bowl, 2 different things.
Yeah.
Jeremy Shockey won a Super Bowl at the New Orleans Saints and caught a touchdown in that game.
He certainly did. So there you go,
Dude, he's like a boxer that was a legend and stuff that now it's like, Boxcar Willie's coming in. Ta, 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 ta.
No, now the people that listen and
they're doing it to mock him.
Exactly. They're doing it to mock him. That and that audio courtesy of WFAN.
I'll say
but
something,
listen,
too.
The thing about it is
him and Mad Dog were way overrated. It was a New York thing.
I wouldn't
thing.
Go that far.
It was a New York
I
thing.
I wouldn't go that
Corey,
far.
Corey, nobody outside of New York gives a crap about these two.
Yeah, but this is New York City. And you don't make 30 for 30s about radio programs that nobody cared about. You see what I'm saying? That's a staple.
It's overblown.
I disagree with you on that. That's a staple in radio, period. It might be the most popular radio station in the world.
Nah, it's overblown. I mean, so do a 30 for. There's a lot of guys you do 30 for 30.
Look at the billing numbers.
No, listen, they had numbers. They had numbers. But there's guys in Boston, local guys that have big numbers. Howard Eskin in Philly's got big numbers.
They don't bill like that.
No, it's a New York hype thing. It's a New York hype.
I'm taking it too far, Gabe. It's the greatest city in the world, with the greatest products in the world, with the greatest mayor in the world. Of Harlem.
Which borough?
Of Harlem.
That's the one thing that bothers me, that people get stuck in whatever town they're from is the best.
I'm that guy.
Well, I mean, I think
How many towns have you been to?
I've been to a lot of towns. I've lived all over the East Coast. You see what I'm saying?
The East Coast. But they're all an hour away from each other.
But they're different places. You know what I'm saying? Each is a different place. Yeah. So I can say that. You know what
I'd like to ask people, I'd like to ask people like that aren't, like, sort of, you know, nationally, if they give a crap about Francesca or Mad
Probably
Dog.
Not.
And Mike. They don't.
They know who we're talking about.
Well, I don't know if you go to... Let's say, like, Cali, I don't think they know.
They know who we're talking about. Sports fans know who we're talking about.
I don't even know
about.
If you go to
Lee
Philly,
Hamilton,
if you know
Jim
who,
Rome's the man in the West Coast, bro.
About.
I think that they definitely know who I'm talking
Jim
about.
Jim Rome's
who we're
bigger
talking
than
about
both
in Philadelphia.
Those guys. Jim Rome smashes those guys.
I don't know about all of that.
Dude, Francesca couldn't hold Jim Rome's jockstrap. He said Jim Rome, like, Mike Francesca can't read a clock right now.
I mean, somebody, he's not in his hay no more. He's an old man now. He's washed up now.
Yeah,
it's my time now.
But the Jeremy Shockey stuff's funny.
It is.
I know a dude that knows Shockey. Shockey's
the
like
wild dude too, right? He lived good, didn't he?
My buddy once called me. He goes, "You won't believe I'm sitting in a bar right now, Miami Beach," and he put him on. It was Jeremy Shockey.
Nice.
Shockey's like throwing. Shockey was Gronk before Gronk.
Yeah, exactly.
Except, like crazy.
Yeah, except not as nice.
Okay.
See, yeah.
Like Shockey would show up with the girls in the boat, but then a Gronk, "Yo, what's up, bro?" Shockey be like, "Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Like, you got a problem?"
Shockey was, Shockey, Gronk show up with the girls in the boat, and he's shaking hands, and he's bro
nice.
Hugging and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he going up to his cabin and going to sleep. Yeah. Shockey show up with the girls in the boat, snow bro hugs, then he's going up to the cabin with the girls with an S on the end of it. You know what I'm saying? And then they're going to do cocaine.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm sure Shockey had some late nights.
Yeah, there you go. Gronk go to bed early.
And you know what? He wasn't tweeting about it.
No, Gronk go to sleep early.
What else is up, Michelle?
Tom Coughlin, Jaguars executive vice president of football operations, doesn't believe the team's roster moves last offseason are the seasons for its current 3-8 record. Coughlin explained the front office's thinking after reaching the AFC championship game in January, saying, "We were a whistle away from the Super Bowl. We're a whistle away, and we're in the Super Bowl. And that's my position, okay? So tell me, everyone out there, what they're going to do in that circumstance about your football team. Aren't you going to fill other pieces in and try and be as good as you can be? And we tried, didn't we?"
No, you didn't try.
Well, they
didn't try. They thought they can bring the quarterback back and have the same success. Period.
But, okay, boyfriend number two had a good playoff run last year.
Yeah, Michelle, that's last year.
But I don't blame
the NFL, not for long. This is a what have you done for me lately league. And lately Blake Bortles has been terrible.
But I don't blame him. I get what he's saying about the offseason move.
Michelle,
like,
because you
want to
sleep with Coughlin make him a good quarterback.
Coughlin,
like, you can sleep with a bad quarterback.
Coughlin was pretty much more honest than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
In which he basically stated that, yeah, our team kind of blows now, but these are the same guys. I didn't have a choice. But he's basically stating he's not, like, defending them.
They took him to the AFC
Championship. Yeah, he's saying, I didn't have a choice but to give these guys a chance again because they nearly got to the Super Bowl, but now I'm making changes because it's not working.
Right.
Yeah.
And I agree with him there. I'm not saying he should remain the quarterback, but I'm saying I agree with what he's saying that he in the offseason.
So my thing with this is right here is Tom Coughlin needs to look in the mirror. It's not, you just can't blame everybody. You're the head honcho. The buck stops here. You knew this quarterback was a problem since you got there. You have nothing about it until you go on this losing streak. Don't just wake up like Blake Bortles didn't just start sucking.
But the Jags probably do need a new coach. I didn't think Marone would be fired or anything, but I'm starting to think it might go down this route. He's a good coach.
I don't think you can fire Marone.
And Coflin likes him.
And that's the thing,
he's
a Coughlin guy.
But you need to bring a new quarterback.
Coughlin had to crack the whip.
Yeah, and it sounds crazy, but you need some sort of leader. There's too many nut jobs in that room, man. Like, Jalen Ramsey can't talk as much. Like, people don't understand it, guys. I know, like, millennials love this stuff, and the players get attention, and Baker this and Baker that. It causes problems. It makes things harder than it has to be. I didn't even get to Ben Roethlisberger being a big jerk and blaming James Washington for the loss because he dropped one pass. Never mind the fact that Big Ben's thrown 12 interceptions this year. Always a pleasure, Michelle.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Like the bell bottom jeans. Say it's always a pleasure, Corey. I'd be lying. Other than that, you're on your own. Later, guys.
It's popping off.
A couple of movie trailers premiered. We had the Dumbo live action.
Are you guys too young for Dumbo?
The original? I actually want to know what happened to the racist crows. That's my question.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're in there, but they just didn't promote it in the trailer.
I doubt it.
I feel like you cannot put those crows into anything in this day and age.
I'm going to doubt it. Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff you can't put in things.
No, but like they were very belligerent.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream. From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Marcus Cato is a baseball-loving 20-year-old Californian. In May, he was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. Marcus now needs a bone marrow transplant from an unrelated donor to survive. The National Bone Marrow Registry is made up of only 7% African Americans, which means Marcus, who is biracial, faces a unique challenge to find a match. Text INVOLVE to 50555 to join DKMS in the fight to help Marcus and others get a second chance at life.
There's one defense out there that really can help you the rest of the way. The Denver Broncos. When you look at their schedule, look at their week 13 to 16 schedule. Cincinnati, San Francisco, Cleveland, Oakland.
Oh, gotta love that. Especially, you know, you get drifted Jeff Driscoll in your lap. Then you get San Francisco.
And Mullins, they may not even keep the job.
And then in the championship game, you would have Oakland. Cleveland would be the only one that would scare me.
Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom.
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you. Fantasy Football Frenzy.
When you look at the Jacksonville Jaguars dynamic as a whole, Coughlin gets mad and Bortles is benched, the OC is fired. So do they break it down, clean house, and Yeldon becomes the guy?
No, Yeldon's still a backup. They brought Fournette in because they didn't think that Yeldon could be a starter in this league on an every week basis. The only thing I could say on why everybody in this organization should be fired is that they drafted a punter ahead of Russell Wilson.
Weekdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
There was a serial killer in Toronto.
Oh, no.
And basically what it was spread out over like about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And he probably killed about 40 to 50 people.
Oh, my God.
Except they kept it kind of secret because he was killing like hookers and he was going on to dating websites. And people that were sort of like cheating on people.
See, this is why I don't do those dating websites. Yeah. I feel like there's weird stuff
exactly.
That happens.
Exactly. So this is what's nuts about it. So literally the guy, they don't even know how many people he killed. Like maybe 30, maybe 50. A lot. He's like an all-out serial killer.
Yeah.
You know what he was doing last year when they caught him?
What?
He was Santa Claus at the mall.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
Oh, that just made me
He was
really
a retired
sad.
Man at the Eaton Center in downtown Toronto, which is like the Mall of America in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It's the like it's one of the biggest malls in North America, and they have a big Christmas thing.
Let
like the big
something.
Tree and the whole thing.
Oh.
Santa Claus at the mall. Your kid was sitting on his lap, And then about 2 days later, it was exposed. This guy's been chopping people up and putting
really
them in the Rose Garden.
Let me tell you, that is scary, Michelle.
They can start screening Santas.
Dude, you don't let your kid sit on some grown man's lap in a mall because he's got a red jumpsuit on?
No, my daughter.
I would never let my kid sit on a stranger in a mall.
No, hey, it's so
no,
fun,
no, no,
though.
Let me tell you, we would shop around. Oh, that one, mommy, that one. No, no, no.
Oh, your mom was like, hey, we're not going to that guy.
No, not that guy.
He'd probably know that's the town Trisk
there
guy.
There you go. Yeah. It's like we shopped around.
I don't want to be
crude. We found the right Santa Claus.
How many Jerry Sanduskys in each town do this?
You see what I'm saying?
I hate to say
we
to be
found,
crude.
Like, we, no,
like, how many guys
particular?
Like Jerry Sandusky?
So I get a vibe off those mall Santas, yo. I get a vibe from those.
But that's the fun of Santa. You have your kids.
There is no fun in the world anymore, Michelle.
Yeah, there is. And then you put them on the lap, and then they cry. Then you take the picture.
No, no, you just look at Santa.
Oh.
No.
The kids want to see
Santa. No, Michelle,
Santa.
What we would do is, like, we was very particular. You know what I'm saying? We was like, well, nope, not that one, not that
Santa
one.
Santa has
next
more
mall.
Than a candy
well,
cane sometimes,
to, no.
Michelle.
Next yeah. mall. You know what I'm saying?
Your mom was on. Sad. She's like, no.
We always try to find a black Santa Claus, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to sound like Megyn Kelly, but Santa Claus is white. He just is. For the record, he's not. I don't want people to Marencia, you should be at Fox News. Hey, man, I knew Marencia was racist.
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the only free 24/7 fantasy sports radio network.